The Academy Awards are this coming Sunday, and the biopic Elvis, which tells the story of the late great singer, is up for 8 Oscars, including Best Picture. Elvis was co-written, produced, and directed by Australian filmmaker Baz Luhrmann, who's known for big, colourful films like 2001's Moulin Rouge. Luhrmann brings the same phantasmagorical touch to Elvis Presley's life, which seems appropriate. The best-selling solo artist of all time, born in poverty in Tupelo, Mississippi, grew up in a segregated black community, got religion in a black revival tent, and his musical start in Memphis, Tennessee. In the film, Elvis is played with ecstatic exuberance by Austin Butler, who's up for a Best Actor Oscar for his performance. Elvis is also the story of the singer's Svengali-like manager, played by Tom Hanks. Here and Now's Robin Young spoke with Baz Luhrmann about the film last June when Elvis was released. That was before the death of Elvis's daughter, Lisa Marie, who passed away in January at the age of 54. Today, we revisit that conversation.
Baz Luhrmann, welcome.
Very happy to be talking to you, Robin.
Well, taking on an American myth, though, you know, Elvis still revered and mocked.
Yeah, sure.
Did you have any fear of not getting it right?
I mean, paradoxically, I'm always fearful. And on the other hand, I'm like, well, I'm the ultimate outsider. I mean, I was in Graceland last few days, and I realized it was 5 years ago that I first went down there and started not just researching it academically with a team, but living it. I just thought it was such a great canvas on which to explore America in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Yeah. And that's what drew me to it.
Is it true that you got into Elvis's bedroom? You actually saw the thing that no one's ever seen, and that's accurately reproduced in the film?
It's a very sensitive issue, particularly for Lisa Marie.
His daughter, yeah.
Yes. I certainly didn't do any recordings, and I wasn't able to do any photos, but I was able to use my mind to get enough information to reproduce that space. Yeah.
You're touching on something. I mean, it is sacred. Why did you want to do Elvis?
I think I love a film like Amadeus. Is it about Mozart? A bit. But it's equally about Salieri. And what it's really about is jealousy. Now, if you want to look at America in the 50s and 60s and 70s, and you want us to look at where we are now, a great go-to place is the life of Elvis Presley. But as well as that, the film is shared by this other gigantuan character, Colonel Tom Parker and Tom Hanks. And really, it's the tension between the cell and the soul. You know, what's so great about America is that it's such a potpourri of possibilities and invents new things. But it also sells very well. But when selling gets out of control, then it destroys the soul. And that's really the underlying gesture of the movie. Plus, it's an extraordinary life. I didn't know it would be when I started researching and living it. But Elvis Presley lives the most extraordinary, almost operatic life in his short 42 years.
Yeah. It's funny because Maureen Dowd in her New York Times piece on you quoted one of your actors saying that you are a walking opera. You know, that this kind of extravagance is something that would appeal to you. But what you also get across is that at heart, Elvis was a very spiritual young man. And so let me ask you one of the questions that's been a criticism. You mentioned Colonel Parker. Why make this guy, who's seen as the evil character who plies Elvis with drugs, traps him in a deal in Las Vegas to pay off Parker's own gambling debts, doesn't let him make a film with Barbara Streisand, who wouldn't, I mean, it's painful to even
well, that's
hear
it,
that.
Robin, that's his greatest sin, is not letting Elvis be in, you know, Star Is Born. You know, Robin, honestly, when Elvis dies, the colonel is informed, and he picks up the phone and he says, print more records. That's the first thing he does. Now, we would all go, what a cold-hearted person, but he would go, no, you wanted the records. Like, I'm there to keep you and Elvis together. You wanted Elvis to do 2 shows a day. You wanted more Elvis. You wanted him to be a god. I just facilitated your love for him and his love for you.
Putting that aside, though, just another thought that I want you to address, which is speaking to Black Americans who are wary. And I mentioned that I'd seen the film to a Black dear friend, and she said, I'll never forgive Elvis for that racist thing he said. Now, he never said this thing that many Black Americans think he said. That is that Elvis said the only thing a Black man, although he is said not to have used that word, is good for is shining my shoes and buying my records. Now, again, he never said that. But you went further than just researching that quote. What else did you find?
My findings, very simple. No American Black music, no Elvis, no doubt about it. But I think some of the artists in my film, like Yola, who plays Sister Rosetta Tharpe, the godmother of rock and roll, the real inventor, actually, who's, by the way, not celebrated enough, or if Kelvin Harrison Jr., who's playing B.B. King, Elvis's friend, I mean, they had to do their research. There's the one thing about cultural appropriation, and Yola said it so eloquently the other night. She said, you know, the appropriation is when you go bang, there was no lineage. You know, you'd sort of say they invented it. But actually, what I tried to do was show Elvis's journey. You know, he grows up in the black community. In the 50s, he was a rebel. Mm. It was dangerous to be singing and associating with black artists. Mm. But one thing is certain, working with Nelson George, one of the preeminent black music historians, you know, he worked with me on The Get Down. I said, go out there and prove it, you know. And Nelson wrote a critical book on Elvis in the 80s. And what you find is actually the lineage is there. Mm. Famously, Elvis says, I am not the king of rock and roll. And then he points to Fats Domino, who's in the audience, and says, come here, Fats. This is the real king of rock and roll. And when I found Sam Bell, it was a revelation to me, because he was a childhood friend.
Yeah, you found his childhood friend that he grew up with in this black segregated neighborhood who recently passed, but he also verified some of this. Another misconception, you know, people of a certain age think of him as a Halloween costume, you know, a kind of a square, certainly in the late 60s. We see him anew as like a punk rocker before David Bowie, an eyeliner and hair dye.
Yeah. Funny you mentioned David Bowie, a friend of mine. Almost all musicians, in one way or another, were influenced by Elvis. In fact, David was indeed too. There are three Elvises. There's the 50s Elvis, which is, he really is the first punk. If you actually hear the screaming, the growling of the audience, the sound itself, but also this fluidity in his style. He's wearing crop tops and makeup. And Priscilla told me only the other night about how he put eyeliner on very early, learning about Tony Curtis, you know. So you've got that. And then you've got in the 60s, when the Colonel is trying to isolate him from rock and roll and black music and culture, he puts him into Hollywood and he's in a Hollywood bubble. And then in what we call the 68 special, Elvis gets back to his roots and his singular great love gospel. I mean, that's why he's up with the Sweet Inspirations singing to Six in the Morning gospel with them. So you're right. He's either for a certain generation, he's either a Halloween costume or he's in Lilo or Stitch. And then for some people of a certain age, he's like maybe a god. And he's kind of neither of those things. What he is what Austin Butler has revealed. He's a very, very vulnerable human being.
Oh, Austin Butler, that's him singing in the beginning, most of the film.
Yeah, you're right, Robin. In fact, the reaction of Lisa Marie, she's been through incredible pain recently, and I didn't know how she would react. She said, I've seen the film twice, and the first time I thought it was my father singing. Didn't realize it was actually Austin. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I want to play. Well, listen, I'll tell you, baby.
By the way, Baz Luhrmann, just want to mention that, of course, you are not new to the recording industry. You have your own label. You had a hit.
Wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future.
We're referring, of course, to the 1997 hit single Everyone's Free to Wear Sunscreen, based on the advice by late, great Chicago Tribune columnist Mary Smitch. This was an address she gave to graduates.
Enjoy your body. Use it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it or what other people think of it. It's the greatest instrument you'll ever own.
I mean, I love music. I love, love music. You know, it's just part of my language. Oh! My darling, I've hungered for your touch a long
time. Well, let's end our conversation as you end the movie with the real Elvis Presley. But I have to say, I found myself, I'm confessing here, getting Elvis for the first time.
Thank you.
Yeah. What do you think, I mean, what do you think that is, that thing, that humanity?
Yeah. You know what, Robin? You said the same word. A very, very, very well-known friend of mine, one of the great iconic hip-hop artists. I said, I need you as a friend to see the movie. He said, I don't expletive Elvis, basically, no. I said, but just see it. And he saw it. First of all, he said, first of all, who is that guy that acted Elvis? But secondly, he said, what you did. He said, you know what? I now get it. He's humanized him. And I think what it is, Robin, is it's like Marilyn Monroe. There comes a point in which they're there, they're sort of wallpaper, you sort of think you know them, but you don't. And my job was to find out for myself who he really was and what the journey really was. That is a great, almost three-act tragic opera.
I need your love. God speak your love to
Robin Young's conversation with Elvis director Baz Luhrmann. The film is up for 8 Academy Awards. The Oscars are this Sunday.